Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In an industry increasingly happy to play it safe and release one bland, homogenous game after the next, it can be extremely frustrating to see an exciting and unique concept wasted on a so-and-so, or worse, terrible video game. You know the ones. You look at them getting announced and think, oh wow, that's a cool idea, only for a menagerie of issues to come swooping in like a swarm of ravenous insects, where they proceed to pick apart said title until it resembles a crime scene from NBC's Hannibal. I have Hannibal on the brain because I'm watching it again. You should all go watch Hannibal. Hannibal, Hannibal, Hannibal. It's really good. Well, anyway, if you're anything like me, you'll curse what could have been with these titles. I'm Ewan from What Culture Gaming, and here are 10 genius concepts wasted on buggy video games. Number 10, Gigantic. I don't think anyone could hear a game where an 100-foot-tall griffin fights a hell serpent controlled by AI and players fight as satyr archers, angry minotaurs, and owl swordsmen to harvest power to give them strength to win the ongoing kaiju battle and think, ugh, I've seen it all before. Mate, next. The next big MOBA slash hero battler hybrid was to suffer a painful fate, though. The PC slash Xbox One free-to-play title was plagued with financial issues, with Matiga and Perfect World, developer and publisher respectively, struggling to get enough of an initial player base to consider it financially viable, and it was live for only a single year. With an exquisite art style and character designs, as well as a roster well-balanced across the board, the multi-stage battles in Gigantic would increase in intensity until reaching a dramatic crescendo, where your humongous master beast would scrap in the central arena. The only problem, though? Well, due to Matiga's slash Perfect World's limited resources, the game would often be laggy, buggy, or crash out entirely. Number 9. Hellgate London. Hellgate London's sales pitch could be summarized as if Diablo existed in an apocalyptic modern-day London, with the option to switch between third and first-person perspectives. Created by a team of former Blizzard Entertainment employees, Hellgate London wears its inspiration quite clearly on its viscera-coated berserker sleeves, with swaths of demonic enemies baying for your blood. Sometimes referred to as Doom Diablo, Hellgate would befall a terrible hell fate, however. With decreasing funds, the service became nightmarishly poor, and in 2008, the team filed for bankruptcy, with all of its intellectual property, including Hellgate, being seized by debt collectors. Ouch. Number 8. Evolve. Now, I have to be very quiet recording this entry, lest I invoke the ire of world's biggest Evolve superfan, Ash Millman. I hear if you say Evolve is bad lol three times in the mirror, she'll appear behind you and transport your consciousness into the game, forever destined to roam the empty servers until you lose your mind. Well, probably anyway. As a team of four hunters, you and three pals must track down and defeat the beast, which can evolve as it eats, making it stronger over time. As a result, you and your mates ideally want to find it fast, but this is where the core gameplay loop faltered. The vast majority of the match is spent tracking the beast, a bit of a King Kong treasure hunt, if you will, before an explosive, brief, and unsatisfying bit of action, and it's over. With an imbalanced cast and bizarre glitches like killing the beast in a single hit, though, all the money was instead spent on paid DLC and a big marketing push to re-release the game as free-to-play. Neither solution worked, and those involved with Evolve resolved to have it dissolved. That's a sentence. Number 7. Two Worlds. Eager to get the sweet, delicious, money-saturated underbelly exposed by the Elder Scrolls Oblivion and later Skyrim, Two Worlds attempted to join the pantheon of outrageously popular fantasy open-world RPGs, and failed pretty miserably. Whilst on paper it shares a lot with its Bethesda cousins, in practice it's far more noticeable why the game suffered. Despite its unique concept of having no traditional linear narrative, with the tagline being "Write your own story," Two Worlds' cracks all start to appear when you realise how enormously broken the entire experience is. On my first ever playthrough, I completed a late-level quest without fulfilling the objective criteria. I also, inexplicably, went invisible and didn't become visible again until I reloaded my earlier save. And though I didn't do it myself, you can actually kill the end boss within minutes of starting the game, although that is kind of a Far Cry gimmick, but this is definitely a glitch all the same, I think it's fair to say. Though it's a neat idea to keep your narrative and connected gameplay non-linear, this means the floors became fractal. A duplication bug becomes a damage stacking bug, which then becomes a permanent stats boosting bug which never makes you want to play the game ever again. Ironically, the bugs, unlike the story, can never end. Number 6. Too Human. By this point, Too Human is an example on par with Duke Nukem Forever for its sheer persistence, refusing to die in development hell after being worked on for a whole goddamn decade. Unfortunately for Silicon Knights and Microsoft, the game's turbulent past had proven simply too rough for the game to be much good, and a myriad of design choices and quite prevalent bugs made sure the good ideas the game had would never make up for its many shortcomings. The idea was admittedly top-notch, a futuristic sci-fi take on Norse mythology where cybernetic beasts take the place of the usual Draugrs, Jotnars, and Fenrirs, and cyborg Valkyries descend from the sky to administer electroshock therapy to fallen heroes. However, even if you could get past some truly baffling design choices, like using the right stick as your primary attack input and having no default camera control, the game suffered from all manners of bugs. Falling through the game world, toggled HUD refusing to appear, runes, the game's mod items sometimes having no effect whatsoever, and, my personal favourite, enemies continuing to attack you even whilst you're in an unskippable cutscene. Bit rude. Number 5. Perception. In Perception, your character, Cassie, is blind. However, using echolocation via the sound of her tapping cane or footsteps, she can send resonating ripples of noise through the entire environment, creating a picture on screen. However, being a horror game, noise also attracts a malevolent presence to you, effectively making sound a limited resource. However, though some of the bugs in the game are uncommon if game-breaking, such as falling through the floor or a command prompt not appearing, stopping progress, the undeniable worst part is that, due to the core premise and mechanics of the game, with the environment only appearing when tapping your cane, it's nigh on impossible to tell if your personal environment hiccup is by design, or if it's just a glitch. Number 4. Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Ubisoft have perfected the art of doing a whole bunch of plain, ready-salted objectives in a huge open-world environment template for a while now, and though their games seem content with being pretty samey every time, this does translate to a macaroni cheese with cut-up hot dogs level of comfort food predictability. Basically, we buy X Ubisoft open-world title, and we know what to expect. A solid 6 out of 10 with healthy lashings of nightmare fuel. Oh god, not again. Ugh, god. Anyway, Ghost Recon Wildlands. The game didn't aim too high, hoping to use its ubiquitous formula again, only this time it'd be as the basis for the triumphant return of the Ghost Recon franchise. That game was regarded well, if not very Ubisoft-y, though it had its fair share of bugs, busted multiplayer, and enemy AI, and really, it was just a massive missed opportunity. It wasn't until Breakpoint, the follow-up title to Wildlands, that the stability issues and bugs reached, breaking point, with absolutely insane things like failing a mission objective whilst in a cutscene, vehicles spawning out of nowhere to explode, and even seemingly trivial things like attempting to climb a wall and getting stuck inside of said wall. I don't know, just bar Siege, which even then isn't really an accurate approximation of the Rainbow Six license, when it comes to the Tom Clancy franchise, I constantly find myself doing my best Marlon Brando impression, despairing how they massacred my boy, all the while UB bust Sam Fisher out of cryostasis to star in every franchise except his own. Sort it out, man. Please. Just give us a new Splinter Cell. Or a proper Ghost Recon. Please. Number 3. Friday the 13th. The idea behind Friday the 13th is a solid one. Instead of screaming at the TV for the gormless sods to run, don't hide in the cupboard, you thick idiot, you and a team of other human players actually get to control the hapless Camp Crystal Lake holidaymakers, whilst another, more stabby person controls Jason. In order to win, the teenaged knife dodgers must complete tasks in order to escape, whilst Jason has to presumably get Chad to pull that face over and over and over again, because it's really funny. Look at it. It's great. Look at it. Oh, and also stab them. Yes, he has to do that too. So far, so good, except the game has more bugs than my moth-infested second year flat at uni, with some of the most egregious being Jason just walking through closed doors intended to slow him down, and magically teleporting victims back to him to deliver a final blow like he's Freddy Bloody Krueger. You can't deny it's a game full of heart, but the glitches ruin the experience each and every time. Number 2. Aliens Colonial Marines. Seeing a developer pick up the Alien license should evoke feelings of excitement, but anticipation doesn't always translate to a good finished product. Though the later Alien Isolation would do a fantastic job of recreating the authentic alien survival horror, Colonial Marines didn't do even close to the action horror sequel. Alien and Aliens, any fan will tell you, are part of completely different genres which deserve totally different game treatments. The tumultuous development and shocking handling of marketing, with Gearbox's Randy Pitchford even flat out lying about features and levels of detail which would never be in the final game, sadly transferred to the gameplay, which was a glitch-ridden disaster. Seriously, my lasting impression of this game is of that one alien doing its best vertical Michigan J. Frog Spaceballs fusion impersonation, throwing some utterly abysmal set pieces which occasionally just flat out crash the game, and you have a Geiger-inspired monstrosity revolting for all the wrong reasons. And number 1, Extinction. Now, Extinction is enraging to play. You must remove the attacking giants' limbs before going for their heads, but movement is bizarrely simultaneously jerky and unresponsive. You leap onto a giant and the camera gets stuck in their crotch, you kill a giant, then inexplicably die without cause moments later. According to one anecdote, during one mission, you have to protect the city from a giant onslaught and kill all the giants. However, the city's health meter kept depleting for no reason, meaning some players failed. A glitch that repeated itself time and time again, until players simply changed the order they killed the game's giants in. Another giant disappointment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.